Sportsnet 650.
Shall we talk a little bit of playoffs? Well, let's talk some World Cup and the Whitecaps getting set for their next match, which will be Sunday afternoon against San Jose. We welcome Ali Ghazal to our program. But Ali, we first have to tell you, born in Egypt, played for Egypt. What a weekend it has been.
Congratulations.
The national side is going through to the World Cup. What did it mean for you?
I'm good, thank you. First, welcome and thanks for having me.
How many guys do you know on that national side?
How many guys I know?
Yeah, you know, Egyptian most team. Of them on the Egyptian team?
Yeah, I know all of them because I have been with those guys, this group. We have been together for a couple of years, and most of them we were even know each other like maybe 10 years ago or something.
Did you watch the game live when Mohamed Salah scored that penalty?
Yeah, I watched it live. It was the second day after our game. And it was very good moment, very emotional.
Can you even somehow put it into terms? Because as you know, having been in Canada for a few months, it's been a long, long time since our nation has been able to celebrate anything like that. What would it mean back home for Egypt to get to the World Cup, since I think the first time in 1990, is that where we looked at?
I think so.
Yeah, exactly. The last time we have been in World Cup, it was 1990 in Italy. And after 27 years, 28 years, it's you can't imagine how the people are celebrating it now. It's like party everywhere. Like, people didn't sleep the day of the game. Even before the game, like, people didn't sleep because of the stress. And after the game, they didn't sleep because of the happiness.
So you're happy, your teammate Kendall Waston will be very happy because he sent Costa Rica to the World Cup, so it seems like the international Whitecaps are going to be a happy group of guys. How are you feeling in Vancouver? Are you fully settled now?
Yeah, I love it. I love it here. Since I came here and I saw the city, I love it. And once I started training with the team, I love the club and everyone there helping and very professional. It's really good to be here. It's really good.
What is your assessment of the soccer here in North America and the Major Soccer League? Because some say it is a little bit different than what you would play over in Portugal or in other spots.
Yeah, before I come here, I like football. I watch a lot of football. I know a little bit about the MLS and the football in general in North America, but I didn't really follow 100%. But before I came here, I made a lot of search. I was looking about everything, about the team especially. And when I came here, I saw really the difference. It's different. Tactically, technically, everything is different comparing to Europe or comparing when I were in China. It's different.
What's different about it, Ali? How can you explain to our listeners what is different about the football here than what you would play elsewhere?
Yeah, but for example, like in Europe, you can have, it's a little bit just, not generally, but in Portugal, you have a lot of those guys like Brazilian, and especially the guys from Portugal, they are a lot of technical players. They have a lot of the coaches as well, you know, the Portuguese coaches, they use a lot of tactics and stuff. Yeah. When I came here, it's too much, like, it's good physics, and like the game is so quick, you know, it's like almost counter-attacks like there or the other side, and you know, it's so physics here, and it's good. Like, even you got some players here, like, they have good technique, and it's good. It's like, I like it here. I like it.
Was that the biggest transition for you, the physical aspect? Is it a physically demanding style of football?
Yeah, here they depend. I think they depend so much on the physics, like running duels, like. You can see that in many games, like the transitions are so much in the game. I think that's more than I had in Portugal.
Yeah, the transition and the physical fitness of it all. Maybe then there's just the natural technical skill and individual ability that we always talk about in Europe. Another thing that players talk about is the fact that, you know, you're not just making a trip 1 hour one way or the other way. You're flying across the country.
Exactly.
How have you found the travel with this side in your time with the Whitecaps?
Yeah, I traveled until now. I did like two times. The first one, it was a bit short, like from here to Seattle and then to Kansas. The last one, it was a little bit longer. And, you know, before I come here, that's one of the things I was looking. That's, you will have to make a lot of flights, and it's long flights. And, you know, we have to do it and we have to deal with that. So there's no problem.
So a tough loss on the weekend for you guys. What went wrong as from your perspective?
Yeah, it was a bad day in general. You know, we lose and like in total, it was not like what we should do or what we had to do to get the 3 points and just one game and passed. And for the next games, we're going to do like 100% to get it.
Ali Gazal of Vancouver Whitecaps joins us on point. Perry Selkowski and Randeep Janda. Has this been an easy team to fit into for you?
It's good, guys. Like, they have a good group here in the Whitecaps. It's a good group of players, of personalities. And for anyone, I think, who would come here, he will feel the same as me, like, to settle in fast because they are so welcome, like, the staff, the players, everyone.
What about the atmosphere that you play in at BC Place? It's not a typical soccer stadium that you would have played in. Different and enjoyable in how, you know, just walking into that building for the first time, I think people are kind of in awe. Did you have that feeling when you walked in there?
In the BC Place.
BC Place, yes.
Yeah. It's nice stadium. You know, it's closed, it's nice. I like one of the things that I looked for before I come here, it was the atmosphere inside because I saw a couple of games. It is good, you know. It's not a lot of people, but, you know, it's because it's a small stadium and it's closed. It makes it nice. I have been playing, when I was in Portugal, I was playing in a team which supporters like 5,000. The stadium, it was so little, but I played against like big teams like Benfica, Porto. You go play with 70,000 supporters like supporting the team. And when you have like 20,000, 25,000 and you see them supporting you, it's different. You know, it's good atmosphere for me.
The atmosphere will only get better as the playoffs approach. We can promise you that. Ali, thank you very much for your time. I'm glad you've enjoyed your stay. I know Caps fans have appreciated what you've brought to the lineup, and best of luck as you get set this weekend.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me, and looking forward to meet you in person.
All right, there's Ali Gazal. Thank you very much.
Very nice guy.
Very nice.
Yeah.